This podcast is brought to you by Podcast Nation.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Welcome to Nirvana Sisters Podcast, where we take the intimidation out of well-being and beauty to help you achieve your highest state, your Nirvana. We are sisters-in-law and your hosts. I'm Amy Sherman.
And I'm Katie Chandler. So let's get into some real conversation.
Welcome back to the show, everyone. It's Amy and Katie, and this is a bit of a part two because we did our AM routine, and now we're going to do our PM routine quick run through because I want to hear what Katie has been using lately because her skin is looking fab. So let's get into it. Katie, give us the rundown.
Yeah, I'm going to start because mine is like pretty light and tight. So I've been using A313 from the French pharmacy since probably January. And I am definitely giving this a lot of credit for my skin transformation. This has made my skin really like tight and plump, and it's reduced fine lines and wrinkles. And
do you put that on first? Like, what's the order? Do you do cleanser first, then that? Like, what's the order?
I do cleanser. And then depending on how my skin feels, if it feels a little dry, I will sandwich this with one of my moisturizers, either my La Roche-Posay Double Repair face moisturizer or my Laneige water bank.
Okay.
And so I will do a moisturizer, a pea-sized bit of this, spread it around. And if I feel like I still need, I'll do another moisturizer.
Okay.
If my skin isn't dry, then I can just use the A313 on its own. So it just kind of depends on how my skin's feeling. And I can't use it every night.
Is that like a retinol?
It is. It's Retin-A. So it's the most mild.
Okay.
I have learned that my skin responds to the most mild and I don't need to go stronger. And I use it probably maybe 4 or 5 nights a week.
Okay. So that's then, equivalent to my Tretinoin that I use, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. And then my new favorite eye cream that I am testing was actually a suggestion from Karen Martell, and it is an estrogen cream, biased. Oh. Estrogen cream.
Under your eyes?
I've been using it under my eyes and anywhere where I feel like I have wrinkles. Like I use it my laugh lines and up on my forehead and around my eyes. And I have noticed a difference. It is a little premature to really speak to it. So I'm testing and I will report back.
Okay.
But I've been doing it for maybe a month. So I need to report back. But I do, my skin feels like very bouncy since I've been using it.
And what's the brand? Is that Karen Martell's brand?
No, this I actually get from, I've had this for a little while and it is from my personal integrative doctor.
Oh, okay.
So she's who I get my progesterone cream from. But as we've talked about before, I wear my estrogen patch and then this I just use for my skin on my face.
And it's estrogen cream.
It's estrogen cream.
What's the strength?
It's biased 5.0 and it has estradiol and estrone in it. And I tried to use this instead of my estrogen patch as my hormone replacement, but I didn't respond very well to it.
Okay.
So I'm better on the patch for actual hormone balance, but this, and there has been studies out recently that I've seen from like Dr. Mary Claire Haver, I think her name is. She's a major hormone doctor in the country. And she was talking about a study that estrogen cream is really good for face, for premature wrinkles, for building collagen and everything.
Okay.
So yeah, I'll report back. And then lastly, I do my Laneige lip mask before I go to bed.
Best.
I have it on a little bit right now. And this is a new one that I'm going to talk more about when we do our April product junkies.
Okay.
I do this a couple days a week. It is the Dupology Deep Care Serum Infused Micro Dart Eye Patches, formulated with our Argireline peptide to target wrinkles. And it's basically, they're eye patches that you wear under your eyes and you have to wear them for a minimum of 2 hours. I like to sleep in them.
Wow. Okay.
And yeah, I'll report back, but I like them so far. I think I've used maybe 4 or 5 of them.
Okay. Yeah, I've seen those. I haven't tried those yet. Amazing.
Yeah. So that's my whole routine. It's like pretty simple and I've been really pleased with it. What is your routine?
Okay, so here's my routine lately. So I double cleanse. I always double cleanse. So I use the Beauty Shaman's cleansing beauty oil and the sea silk wash. I do that every single night for the most part. But if I'm wearing a lot of makeup, I actually use, and I'm not sure if I've talked about this product before, but I use the e.l.f. Makeup Melting Cleansing Balm, Holy Hydration. I love it. This is such a good cleansing balm. I actually have tried some other ones that I don't like the smell. They don't work as one. This one smells so good and it's great and it gets off all my makeup and I don't even need to double cleanse. I literally just use this and then everything comes off. What I also use after I cleanse my face, and I don't think we've talked about this before, I use the Clean Skin Club towels, like individual towels.
Oh, yeah.
You see those on Amazon or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
These I think have significantly helped my skin because obviously that, you know, they're a one use. So I use those after I cleanse my face. So that's great. And then I like leave it and I use it just like for the rest of like, you know, just like washing my hands and stuff afterwards and cleaning around my sink. But so I always do those things, either the cleansing balm, the oil, and the double cleanse. Then to your point, I use an equivalent. Well, I use a strong tretinoin, like just a prescription tretinoin, and I either do it on dry, depending on how my skin is, or I put on a moisturizer first and then do it, or I'll put on Matrixol first and then I'll put the tretinoin on. But I try to do it just on my dry skin because I think it works best there. Again, I only do it a few times a week. I get
it's
dried
strong.
Out. But my skin has tolerated it fine. I've been using it. I think I've been using forms of retinol over the last, I don't know, three or four years. So maybe my skin, I don't know. It's probably the lowest prescription strength of tretinoin, but it's still tretinoin. But I think it's fine. I put it on my face and my neck. And then after the tretinoin, I do the Matrixol, tried and true, so good.
Dupology, and that's Dupology?
Yeah, it's the Dupology Matrixol. This one we've used. I think you've used another Matrixol, like the other brands, right?
I've used the Ordinary's Matrixol, and I liked it.
Yeah. This one, again, this is the Natasha Beauty Junkie Monkey special, but love, love, love. Then after that, I'll do, again, depending on the night, usually the Skin Fix, which I just talked about on the Sephora sales show, but the Skin Fix Barrier Triple Lipid Collagen Activating Serum. So good. I use this day and night. It's such a good product. Peptides, makes your skin plump. Then I use the Kosas toner. Like I just spray that like it's a toner serum. And again, it all depends on how dry my skin is. But usually if I'm using tretinoin, I'll use snail mucin after that.
Okay.
I'll do the toner. I'll use snail mucin. Just kind of like sucks everything in.
What snail mucin are you using?
I'm using the one COSRX.
Okay.
We have it in our Amazon store. Yes, that one's fabulous. So I use that and then I use a moisturizer. And currently I'm going in between two moisturizers and I don't remember if we've talked about this one, the Extremely Rich Moisturizer by Wise Beauty. So good. It's like the kind of thing I got the sample for it. And as soon as I put it on my skin, I was like, oh, I just love the way it felt.
Oh, I love
it's
that
like,
feeling.
Yeah, I was like, immediate purchase. Like, I just love the way it feels. It's so buttery and creamy and like, it just feels
rich.
So good. Yeah. But it's not like super thick, but it's just like buttery and creamy. It's just feels so good. So I'm currently using that, but I also switch it up with the Tatcha Dewy Skin Cream because I was testing this one. I don't have a conclusion on this one yet. I'm still testing it. I sometimes use this in the morning instead. I think it's better under makeup. But the Extremely Rich Cream is great. But again, it like depends. If my skin isn't that dry, I'll just keep the snail mucin on and that's it. And then for under the eyes, I will do either the Beauty of Joseon Revive Eye Serum Ginseng and Retinol, which is really good. I'll kind of use this a couple times a week, or I'll use the Depology Peptide Complex Wrinkle Defense Eye Cream. Again, nice. Just depending what I'm in the mood for. So I rotate between those. And then what else do I use? Oh, and then I'll top it off with my Therese and Honor Eyelash and Brow Serum. Throw that on the top. Now, that's a night where I have a lot of time. Now, sometimes there are days where I don't have any makeup on, or like I haven't put on makeup that day and whatever, and I literally do nothing, like last night, which was all I did was spray my face with this Skin Smart Antimicrobial Facial Cleanser.
Okay.
It's almost like the Tower 21. You know the Tower 21 spray, antibacterial spray that a lot of people use on their face? It's called like SOS spray. This is like
Tower
a similar...
28?
What did I say? Tower 21?
Tower 21.
It's Tower 21. Tower 28. It's like an orange bottle and it's a spray bottle and it's called SOS. Okay. A lot of people use that. This is similar, just has more product in it. This one's from Amazon, and I just spray that on my face if I just feel like I don't even feel like washing my face. I'm tired and I do that. So I either do like very minimal, a spray or like a micellar. That's
or
it.
Everything.
Or full on board. And then my husband's like, what the hell are you doing in there? Like, it's been an hour. So that's the rundown. And I just got the red light at the Sephora sale. So I'm going to throw that into the mix. But I don't know if I'm going to use that morning or night. When do you use yours?
I have to admit, I haven't been very good about it. But if I do use it, I use it at night. And Adam has been using it at night. He's been using it more.
Do you put it on with anything on your face?
I put it on after my routine if I'm going to use it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to try that and report back. But anyway. That's the treatment. That's the deal.
Rundown. Yeah. And I feel like we should both show our skin because our skin is looking good. Like, this is proof is in the pudding.
Yeah. Good stuff. All right. That was like a super quickie, but I felt like we needed to continue that PM routine. And
Sure.
I also think that too, I really like switching up products every few months because I feel like sometimes you use a product for too long and it like doesn't work anymore. It doesn't feel like it works. And I feel like switching it up and then going back to it sometimes like re-zhuzhes the product. I don't know if that's in my head, but
that's so fun. I mean, I different strokes for different folks. Like if I find something I like, I stick with it for a long time. Like for probably a decade, I didn't change my skincare routine until I started having problems.
Well, maybe that's why. No, I'm just kidding. Maybe that's why you started to have problems. Like this Matrixyl, for example, I've probably used this for a year. So like there's some tried and trues I feel like that I'm always going to use. But I feel like the moisturizers, the eye creams, the lip, like stuff like that, I like to mix and match.
Yeah, anyway. Maybe it depends on like how sensitive your skin is too. Like maybe your skin's not that sensitive, so you can do that. You
it's
know?
Weird. It used to be sensitive, but now who knows? But anyway.
Yeah. All right.
All good things.
Well, yeah.
We'll happy PM routine. Put everything in the Amazon store. Put all the links in. Have a good week, everyone.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening to Nirvana Sisters. For more information on this episode, check out the show notes, please subscribe, and leave us a review. Also, find us on Instagram at Nirvana Sisters. If you loved what you just listened to or know someone that would, please share it and tag us. Tune in next week for a fresh new episode of Nirvana Sisters. We'll continue to watch out for all things wellness so you don't have to. Bye.